And we want to take a couple minutes to check the latest from NASA, the agency announcing today that the spacecraft New Horizons has begun what's expected to be the first ever close flyby of Pluto. The mission began in 2006, shortly before scientists controversially demoted Pluto from planet to dwarf planet. Oh, the indignity. Still, 3 billion miles later, the probe is now collecting scientific data that may shed light on Pluto and our solar system's farthest reaches.
Kelly Beattie is senior editor at Sky and Telescope magazine. And Kelly, tell us what they're trying to do here with this mission.
Well, they're trying to find out what Pluto is all about. I mean, think about it. Imagine that you're going past the Earth for the first time ever and you've never seen it. What would you look for? You'd try to find out what the surface is like, what the atmosphere is like, what the magnetic field is like. All those things and more are in play when we go past Pluto this upcoming July 14th, Bastille Day.
Well, and NASA scientist Colleen Hartman says, so far what we know about Pluto could be written on the back of a postage stamp. So there's a lot to learn.
There is an awful lot to learn. And Alan Stern, who's the principal investigator, the leader of this project scientifically, told me a couple of weeks ago, this will be the biggest story in space exploration for the next 5 years. And I absolutely believe him.
Hmm. Really? Why? What do you think that they're going to find?
Well, Pluto is one of these planets that's an enigma, right? It was discovered 85 years ago, and we've learned so little about it because it is so very distant, roughly 4 billion miles away from the sun. The sunlight is only roughly a thousandth of what it is here on Earth. It spins on its side, so we can't see the whole planet all at once. Even when we look at it with the Hubble Space Telescope, it's just a little sort of blurry fuzz blob. And and so there's really no anticipating what we will discover. We know that we'll discover a lot of things.
Well, first dwarf planet and now furry fuzz blob.
It's been demoted.
But the mission itself is going to have some exciting things on board.
Right. It will have 6 scientific instruments. The main camera will have – it's like having a telephoto lens that's 8 feet long, so it'll be able to take some really good pictures. But aside from the instruments, there is a little vial of the cremains of Clyde Tombaugh, who was the discoverer of Pluto in 1930. In fact, his first pictures of Pluto were taken on January 19th, 1930, so it's 85 years ago.
Huh.
Clyde died in the 1990s. His widow survived him and was present at the launch. And Clyde is going there in spirit. You know, he spent one night in my house. I have a little plaque saying, Clyde Tombaugh, discoverer of Pluto, slept here.
Wow, very cool. And of course you would, Kelly Beattie, have that. Just briefly, also there's people's names are going up to 400,000 names.
Right. I mean, this, you know, one of the things that NASA has been doing with its planetary missions recently is try to engage the public, and with micro technology, you can have little micro incised names on a plate that's going along with basically no cost.
Well, we have an artist concept of the New Horizons spacecraft at our website here, now.org, if you want to see what it looks like. Kelly Beattie, senior editor at Sky and Telescope magazine, thank you so much. We'll be checking back in with you as this gets a little bit closer to Pluto.
Absolutely.